Where's that, California?
Yes, sir.
Where at?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
So born and raised?
Los Angeles, California. Never left. This is the first time.
What's it feel like right now?
Oh, it's different, but, you know, this is something I love to do, and sometimes you have to make sacrifices. This is a good sacrifice for myself to be able to shine somewhere else and, you know, just continue to, you know, keep stepping up.
Putting that NFL helmet on for the first time, did it mean something today?
It doesn't mean nothing right now. You know, I just want to continue to stay prepared, stay productive on the field, and just continue to step coaching. And, you know, when that day comes when I can't make that 53-man roster, that's when I'll be happy.
When the draft got late, I mean, what were you, I can't remember, sixth round pick?
Seventh round.
Seventh. You think where's going to be the best fit, or do I not go drafted and then I can go wherever I want to go, or what was your thought process at that time?
It was a little frustrating at first, you know, where everybody, you know, projections and situations like that, but in my head, I just told myself that, you know, God has a plan. He drafted me in the seventh round, 219th pick for a reason, and he brought me to Cleveland for a reason. So, like I said, I just want to continue to just get better each and every day and be a peak performer.
A lot of players probably don't remember the exact pick, 219. Is that something you always remember?
I will always remember that number.
as a motivating factor?
Or? Most definitely. It's definitely a just continue to light the fire, you know, let the fire continue to grow.
The linebackers of that school, I can't begin to think of them all. I mean,
I don't think none of them went seventh round, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was there was one here a few years ago.
Yeah, I was talking to him. Yep, I was talking to him at the, not recently. Last time I talked to him was the Boston College game that we lost last year. He was up in Boston with us, and, you know, just laughing about, like, what if you get drafted to Cleveland and look where I'm at now? Like, it's just like, wow, that's funny. You kind of jinxed me a little bit.
Did he have anything? What did he say about being here?
He just said it was an awesome atmosphere. You know, the fans are, you know, definitely loyal, just like USC fans. And, you know, you're just going to come to a family-orientated team. And, you know, where players are going to continue to get better, whereas the starter, you know, pushing, you know, the backups and the backups pushing the starters, which that's the environment you want to play in.
What's he doing now? Is he still?
I really don't know. I think he played for the Raiders for a little bit, and then he was done. Yeah.
How long did you think about writing that letter before you
wrote it? Oh, it took me about literally the whole time, like from, I want to say, January to about March, February.
That
like,
long?
Yeah, I had to edit, come back, like, hey, this is not good enough, and I had to keep writing it. Use that USC education for something.
So you'd put it aside for weeks at a time and then come back and look at it?
Yeah, because, you know, you have a lot of training. You have to prepare for the combine, prepare for the pro days. And, you know, you just have to continue to, you know, write and put them in the right words, put the sentences in the right ways, get it edited and come back. Because, you know, this is definitely a resume. You know, you want to get it to the GMs, the coaches and stuff like that.
When they wanted you to do this letter, did you not want to do it at first?
I was pretty open to everything. Me and Duke signed with the same person. Mm-hmm. They're pretty new to the football situation. So they was like, why don't we just write a letter? You know, mm-hmm. This has never been done, so let's write our letter. So I embraced every moment of it, and, you know, I did what I was basically asked to in that situation.
You kind of put a lot of personal stuff in there. Was that the point?
Most definitely. I wanted to let the GMs and the coaches know that this is the type of player that they're going to get, and I'm not hiding anything, and this is who I am.